to read a very familiar passage. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, just verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. I see I used a different translation. This is the word of God for the people of God. I don't feel the need to necessarily introduce myself. I think some words were said last week that are intended to be kind of an introduction. But I will say this. I've been past this building hundreds of times, having grown up in Jersey Shore, and having had a cabin or whatever, it's actually an old farmhouse, up at Bluestone, for those of you who know where Bluestone is. This is the first time, though, that I believe I've been in this sanctuary. And I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Vince Lombardi used the very first meeting with his new team, the Green Bay Packers, by saying to them that he was going to start right at the beginning. He was going to get very fundamental with him. And so the very first thing that he said was, "This is a football." When the Charge Pastor Parish Committee met with me and expressed their desires for our relationship over these next months, it was said to me that you would like to have biblical sermons. So I want to get fundamental with you. What's a Bible? And where do you get one? I'm not getting the laughter I was hoping I would get out of that. For a few weeks, I want to get really fundamental with you and to go over the fundamentals of our faith. And today, we start with the obvious, God. For generations, he was known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And finally, Moses was confronted with his burning presence, you know, at the burning bush. And God was asking him to go back to his people and to lead them out of slavery. Now, he had just killed, well, it was 40 years before that, he had killed an Egyptian, and the people, his own people, were afraid that he was going to treat them in the same way that he had treated that Egyptian. And so they were afraid of him. And he knew that, and he knew that they would remember. And so he said, God, if I'm supposed to go back to my people and lead them, how am I going to do that? And of course, he had quite a debate as to why he shouldn't do it. And finally, he had the courage to ask, well, tell me, who shall I say sent me? And what did God say? Some people think that he said, my name is Andy. Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me, Andy tells me I am his own. God said, and now this is in Hebrew, and it's in the old original Hebrew where there were no vowels in the language. There were only consonants. And he said, I am YHWH. Now, some people have put in vowels now, and some translate it Jehovah, and others Yahweh, and I probably will interchange it. But nevertheless, it actually means, in Hebrew, I am. I am. The eternally present. Not bound by time or power or any rival. I am that I am. That's the King James. No eternal, he's eternal. No beginning, no ending. Are you getting a headache? All-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. Nobody can wrap their mind around that. We human beings are too limited. But God said of himself, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. You just heard those words. Then in Isaiah 40, he says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is unfathomable. And through experience, humanity has discovered many names of God which express his attributes. For example, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. And then some of these I can't pronounce. The Lord who sanctifies. Jehovah Shalom, God is peace. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. The Lord of righteousness. And the Lord is there, Jehovah Shammah. Hebrews chapter 11 says, without faith it is impossible to please him. Sorry. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. I was asked, I'm involved with Sojourner Truth in Williamsport, have been for years, and I was asked at one point to write some devotionals, and the first ones were quite simple, but as time went on, they got a little more complex, and then I was asked to teach a class on who God is, and then wrote devotionals as a result of that, and wrote 26 on just the word God alone, or on the subject of who God is alone. There are some then that were written for who Jesus is and who the Holy Spirit is. I'm trying to hurry because I'm seeing time is getting away from us. Sorry about that. And two of those examples are in your bulletin today. And from time to time, I'm going to be putting some extra things in that go along with my preaching. We don't have 26 weeks together, do we? And so I can't spend 26 weeks talking about who God is. But today's is just a very brief introduction to what most of you know. I expect that I'm preaching to the choir. Nevertheless, I'm going to say what Vince Lombardi said, this is a football. Our culture is trying very hard to convince us that science is God. And if you go to Israel, believe it or not, that's the attitude of its government. Science is God, not the Lord God Almighty. The culture is trying to convince us that human intelligence can solve all of our problems. And so a response to that comes from Psalm 2. It says, why are the nations restless and the peoples plotting in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let's tear their shackles apart and throw their ropes away from us. And then the psalmist pictures God responding to that when he says, he who is enthroned in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. But a natural person without faith in God does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. If you've ever asked yourself, why do some people believe and some don't? It's that, there's the answer right there. It's because some people are not invested in the life of the Spirit, and therefore they cannot spiritually discern the things that God is revealing and has revealed. But the one who is spiritual discerns all things. And we have the mind of Christ. Wow. Faith is hard for some people, even for people who want to believe. A very prominent dentist in Berwick, when I was there, attended quite regularly, but he just had to admit, I don't believe all of the things that the Christian faith claims. And one of the things that he really stumbled over was the need to be saved. He just could not see that a person needs to be saved. And that's true of a lot of people. Some people believe that there is a God out there somewhere, but he is so unknowable, there's no point in pursuing faith. Other people believe, as did some of our founding fathers of this nation, who believed that God was, well, they just couldn't see the evidence of God working within history, and so they believed that God was like a clockmaker. This clockmaker created the clock, wound it up, and then went off someplace to let it run. It's called deism, and I'm sure many of you have heard that. Some people believe that there is a God who is very much involved in the affairs of humanity to the point that he has mapped out all that is to happen, This faith has a large investment in prophecy, and I really don't have time to get into the nitty-gritty of this, but they believe that God is speaking through his people even now, and some of those people ordered their worship time in such a way that they speak to one another, because they believe that right in the midst of the worship service that God does reveal things that they can speak to one another. That's the way the Corinthian church was set up. There are some, of course, who believe there is no God and are very adamant about it. And Scripture addresses those who claim atheism. In Psalm 14, it reads, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." I heard the story of an atheist who was standing before a judge, and in the give and take of the pronouncement that the judge was about to make, the atheist complained that there was no holiday, no special day for atheists. You know, we have all these religious holidays that he doesn't want any part of, but they didn't have anything for atheists. And the judge said, "Oh, but there is. You know when it is? April 1. I don't want to make fun of anybody who can't believe. I don't understand it. I must admit it. I can't remember a day I haven't believed. And I'm very fortunate. I know that. But I just can't understand how a person cannot believe. But let's be clear. Some people don't have an intellectual problem. They have a heart problem. And the therapy for a spiritual heart problem or heart trouble is to cry, "God, if you are there, show me. Reveal yourself to me. Come to me. Speak to me." And believe it or not, many people have done just that, and they have come to faith because God spoke. God came to them. R.C. Sproul, if you know that name, is one of those people, one of the most intellectual pastors that this country has ever produced. Listen to Hebrews 11, verse 6. "And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." God rewards those who diligently seek him. So if you have no faith, or little faith, or much faith, or great faith, then we are to do what Isaiah 55 says: seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He can still be found. I don't know if you're aware of it, but this age that we're in right now is called the church age. And it's a response to Israel, because it would not accept the Messiah. And so God created a new covenant and a new, bunch of people who will make Israel jealous so that they will come back to him. This is the church age. But it isn't going to last. A day is coming when it will be over, and a person who has not accepted the Lord, who has not believed, who has not yielded and allowed God to save them will not have a chance anymore. Hebrews 12 says, "See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven." I hope I'm preaching to the choir. But if not, have you really, really considered your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ and the one whom we call God? Heavenly Father, we who believe, so desperately want to see others come to believe that they will not go into damnation, but will have everlasting life in heaven. Father, that is the purpose of the church. It is to be a light, to reflect that light that you are, to be a diamond, to reflect the light that comes to us, and to show the way. Help us, O Father, and give us that determination and boldness that we need in order to be good ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.